Asha
of the Beis Yosef. Mitzvah Hashem, maybe we'll speak about it a little later. We'll chazer over the shmuz from yesterday. But there are other important kashas, a lot of kashas. In Lomdus, in Nigla, on the Yontif of Chanukah, Reb Chaim Brisker asked the Kasha on the whole Nes of Chanukah that they found a Nes, a miracle. Reb Chaim asks, miracles are possible for Akrova. You're not allowed to get Binana from Maisa Nisim, the Gemara says in Tainus. So you're not allowed to use that. Not for now, it might be a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis and Menachos about the Gemara has a Shaila about a Mincha that comes from the Avim, from the clouds. Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, how to read the Gemara Menachos. So the whole premise of Reb Chaim's Kasha might be a Machlekes Rishonim, but his Kasha is, according to some Rishonim, is a Kasha. How could you be Nene from the Maisa Nisim? How could you use that? Isn't that puzzle for Akrova? The whole Nes of the Shemen Shel Chanukah, that it now lasted, and it was created to be a larger quantity, L'chaira challenges the whole Nes of what its purpose is for. The Tvua Shor asks another Kasha. We daven al anisim. It's also a shtickle Kasha. We daven al anisim, and just like you did Nisim then, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to daven for what? Nisim now. You're not allowed to daven for a nis. The Gemara says you're not allowed to even after the time that a child, it's decided whether or not it's going to be a zachar and a keva, you're not allowed to daven anymore for that. Because in mispalim al nisim. So the Tvua Shor says, I don't understand the whole nusach of our tefillah. What are you davening for a nes for? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks a nes is relevant, he'll bring you a nes. You don't daven for a nes. Rabbi Yisai, a whole yontif of Chanukah. You know, I was thinking about this Gemara a lot. Recently. We just lost Gadol Ador, Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Leib Steinman, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ayeles HaShachar. Unbelievable. Lomdus, Drushim, Ala Teira, Ala Shas, Mamish, Lamdin with Godless and Psak and Aloch and Bekis and Ayelis HaShachar and a poshit yid, a pashtan shein kamo, like it's a, we can't even talk about it, how Imamish wasn't Messiachis to this door. Kulo Torah, and he wasn't scared to say what he believed. Tzadik. And the Gemara says Lamanseach al Ayelis HaShachar, referring to the nace of what? The nace of Purim. The Gemara says, the last of the Nisim. Purim was the last of the miracles. It was the Shachar, it was the last of the miracles. And the Gemara asked Akasha, Vaha Chanukah, Vaha Ika Chanukah. But there was Chanukah that came after Purim. So the Gemara answers a striking answer. B'di'ika b'di'nitan li'kasev. V'chanaka le'nitan li'kasev. Purim was the last nes that there was some sort of scripture written about. There was some sort of ksav that recounted the nes. Chanukah does not count because Chanukah is a matzav of loy nitan li kosev. Chanukah is not written down. Chanukah is not found in the Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Chanukah bechlal doesn't even have, not even in the Torah shebechsav, Rabbosai. Chanukah has epis here, there, adaf, nothing. There's no meseches Chanukah. It's loy nitan li kosev bechlal. What does that mean? What's so geschlecht about Chanukah? Why is it that the Rebbeinu Shalom made it that the last of the Nisim Likosev was Purim? Chanukah's a gewaldig gezach. We had a good time last night. Chanukah's a big celebration. Chanukah, some big things happened to the Jewish people. Aber says the Gemara, no! Loinita Likosev! There's no Gnevim, there's no Ksuvim. There's no Torah Shebechsav, and there's no even Torah Shebal Peh. You have a Gemara tucked away in the middle of a Mevad Likin, my Chanukah, we don't even know what the Gemara's answer is, like we spoke about last night. Varm Stumen. Chof Hey, that's eight, was. Varm Stumen, nothing's clear. It's Loi Nita Likosev, it's not Benigle, it's not revealed. Why? Why? Why is Chanukah such a bidiyev? Why is Chanukah different than all other Nisim? Why is Chanukah not given the recognition that everyone else is granted? Shabbos Chanukah always falls out Parshas Miketz. Parshas Miketz is the parsha that we're introduced to a new leader of Am Yisrael. We don't find out about him for the first time. He wasn't born for the first time. He wasn't only coming into existence for the first time, but in some shape or form, there is a dimension that we are presented to in Parshas Miketz that didn't exist prior. Although the character, although the person in the Torah was already born and was already in existence, this aspect was never clear, was never revealed, was never shown in the Torah. Yosef creates a dilemma for the Shvatim. Yosef sends the Shvatim up and says, I never want to see you, and you will not live and get any have be successful whatsoever in my country unless you bring down Binyamin. How you do it? They go up to Yaakov, and they fail. Yaakov says, Shimon enenu, Yosef enenu. I suffer too much. Not going to happen. No Hatzlocha. They try to convince. Nothing's doing. It's not working. And the Torah says, and Rashi alludes to something. Rashi says, Yehuda said to his brothers, wait. 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 Wait till it gets difficult. Wait till the tzara, till the famine hits us hard. Wait till it becomes very, very dark and dismal. And then we will succeed. And kachav. Time went on. Life continued. They finished and scraped the barrel. They ate whatever they could. And came that dark day. And came that last breath of air. And came that last ability to exist, to continue, to be mamshich. And Reuven stands up and he says to Yaakov, I promise you that you can have two of my children. You could have two of my cute, beautiful kinderlach. If I don't succeed to bring you back your son Binyamin. And Yaakov says, you're a b'chor shoyte. Your kinderlach? As if they're not my kinderlach. What are you offering me over here? You think that that's not suffering for me? You think that that's convincing? You think that that's going to push me? Nothing doing. And Yehuda walks up and says, Anoichi Aarvenu. I will guarantee it. And Moreover, Rabbi say, we've asked in the past. If you'd ask me, I think Reuven's a little bit more convincing than Yehuda over here. Reuven is the one who's putting some skin on the line. Reuven is the one who's actually putting some money in the game. Reuven has what at stake. Reuven has what? A strategy. Reuven has a presentation. Reuven has a descriptive plan. An unbelievable speech. A moving speech. And Yaakov doesn't budge. Yehuda walks in and says what? Says garnish. Says nothing. Says no chidush. Says nothing convincing. Says nothing that's really going to be a driving force. Says nothing that I'm actually willing to give up. I'm not giving my child, Yehuda says. I'm not giving my children. I'm not doing... Rabbi Yisai, if I was Yaakov, I would have said the opposite. Reuven. Yehuda. Why was it that Yaakov was so much more convinced by Yehuda above and beyond Reuven when it seems like Reuven's putting much more on the line? It doesn't seem like Yehuda's saying so much. Yehuda walks in there, Rabbi Yisai, you just like walk over to Tati and you just say, Abba, I got it. I'll take care of it. I got it. Me. Don't worry about it. When he said, not only will I take care of it, I'm pulling stuff on the line. Rabbi said there's a vart from the Avnei Nezer that tries to explain, it's a similar idea to what we've spoken about a few years ago on this specific kasha, but it's a little bit of a different nekuda. Avnei Nezer says, and when I saw this Avnei Nezer, I thought of a specific person. A taimich in the yeshiva, who lives in Teaneck, New Jersey, who's a grandfather of some of the Talmidim in the yeshiva, who I happened to be very close with, and I had the schus of hearing a lot of his stories. I used to daven in Bnei Shurin when growing up, used to daven at his table in the Nusach Sfarad Minyan, in the Beis Medrash Minyan. Father and I used to sit in the front at Yossi Stern's table. Those of you that you know Yossi Stern, unfortunately both of them, Zichrono Livracha, really amudim of the Teaneck community. And there's an Amud who Baruch Hashem is still alive, someone who is really a source of inspiration for me anytime I interact with him. You guys know where I learned Second Seder? So in front of me there's a boy in Rabbi Adler's Shir Levi who's his grandson. His name is Mr. Folkton. Person who came to America Mamish with nothing, built himself up and ultimately helped build our yeshiva. And he was part of the partisan group. He was part of the group and those people that we hear about that had nothing. that had to run away from their family, had to not think about it, had to not get stuck in cheshbonis, and just run and get whatever koyach you had, and he cannot explain it fully. When you talk to him, he says you just, certain times you just have a koyach that you never realized you had. I remember he told me one of the first stories I heard from him, that he was running away from a Nazi who was ready to kill him, and he was running, and there was a 10-foot wall. Now, Rabbi say, I know you all know, right? You all know the movie, White Man Can't Jump. How's he going to get over this? How's he going to get over this wall? How's it going to happen? 10-foot wall. And I'm not talking about slam dunking. Bishlama, you could find a Tamir Goodman who could, like, touch the rim. No. We're talking about jumping over the basket. My Rav Araboisai. 10-foot wall. That means not that my hand got over the 10-foot and I slam dunk. It means my entire body jumped over the wall. And he's running and he's running. And he's not a big guy. He's not a tall guy. And he's running and he's running and he's running and he's running with no family, with no life, with no future, with his past gone, with the scariest present ever. And he's running and he sees this 10-foot wall as he's running away from the Nazi, living on berries that he found in the forest. Not knowing who of the people that he meets or even the people that he fights with, he tells me he didn't even know who he could trust. Forget the Nazis, the people in the army that were anti-Semitic. He used to have to test them with the word Shema Yisrael to see if they are actually a Yid, who was telling the truth, who was not. This is a scary life. Terrifying, nothing, darkness. Everybody say he just said he ran and he just jumped the wall. Just jumped the wall. So koiches that he never thought he had. Says the Avnei Nezer, there are certain times in life. Mitoich the choyshech, mitoich the doichak, mitoich the tzara, mitoich the oppression, mitoich the darkness, that we find hidden power, a hidden koyach that we never thought we had. Yehuda says in this week's parsha, wait for a second, give it some time, wait till it gets more and more difficult, wait till we have no more food left in the barrel, wait till there's nothing left, and then suddenly he walks up to Yaakov and he says, I will do it. Yaakov doesn't want cheshbonis. Yaakov doesn't want a descriptive speech. Yaakov doesn't want a presentation. Yaakov doesn't want a strategy. Yaakov doesn't want to see how and which direction. Yaakov doesn't want to see a map. Reuven, sit down. That's not what I'm interested in. I want to see a koyach that has two words. Anoichi arvenu. I don't know how. I've never jumped a wall in my life. Frankly, I'm not even good at basketball. I don't have skills. When you look at me, you're not going to choose me onto your team. But I can tell you this, Yaakov. Abba, when I feel this Rolf, when I feel this Tsar, when I feel the darkness, when I see the Nazi coming against me, I could jump a wall. I can gather up koiches in the anoichi, inside of me, that I never thought I had. Yaakov said, I'll do it. That's a yid. That's what the Avnei Nezer is saying. That's a Jew. That's a person who doesn't say, I'm limited by the physical reality around me. I am not going to do this because of any other reason other than I know I'll figure it out. I know I have the Eibishter. I know I have Siyata Dishmai. I don't know how. Yehuda did not explain how. Yehuda did not even explain what his incentive is, what his drive is, what his strategy is. Reuven, on a business level and a financial, if a financial analyst would read this statement, he would say, I'm with Reuven. That makes sense. That's a Mohammed. That's a general of an army. That's not the general of the Jewish army. Rabbi say, listen to this Maharal. Maharal that sizes up the whole essence of what Hanukkah is all about. Yavon was extremely successful. Yavon accomplished a lot. Yavon was able to not... We're not talking Tisha B'Av land, Rabbi say. We're in a much different category. Yavon didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yavon defiled the Beis HaMikdash. Yavon took the essence of Yiddishkeit. Yavon took our identity and made it chuli. That's much worse than anti-Semitism. Yavon didn't want to kill us. Yavon wanted to change the name Yisrael, the identity of Yisrael. Yavon wanted to change what a Yehudi is, what a Yid is. How did Yavon accomplish that? How was Yavon so successful? So the Maharal explains, let me explain to you how Yavon was so successful. Yavon is the gematria of what, Rabbi Yisai? 66. Says the Maharal, Yavon is the gematria 66 that is one greater than what? Than the Heichel. 66 over what, Rabbi Yisai? 65. Yavon was miskaber over the Heichel, Zokta Maharal. That's how they were so successful. Vitimu shmanim shebeheichel. They were metame the entire Heichel, the Mokom HaAvoida, and they were miskaber over it. So what happened? So how did it succeed? So how did Yehuda Maccabi, how did this exist? How did we become triumphant if they mamish overcame the Heichel? If 66 wins over 65? Says the Maharal something incredible. Rabbi Yisai, I need you to pay attention. If you take the word Heichel, says the Maharal, Hey Yud Chof Lamed, so it equals 65. You're 100% right. But there's a tseire there. There's a tseire that already makes an A sound without the yud that's revealed. Says the Maharal, when you really want to know what the gematria and what the numeric value of the Heichel is, it's with an extra yud. It's really 70. Says the Maharal, the word Heichel is Hey Yud Chof Lamed, but has a Yud HaNe'elam. There is a hidden Yud inside the word Heichel. That hidden Yud, which is not in the world of the Chitzonius, which is not in the world of the physical appearance, which is not in the world and in the vision and the sight of Yavon, Yavon can have no shlita over. Yavon could have no shlita over. Who has the ability to find that hidden yud and to create that numerical value of 75? The Kohen. Chof Hei Nun. The Kohen is the one person that can now be miskaper to go places that's above and beyond, deeper inside than anywhere that the Yevonim could get to, which is in the Pnimi, HaPnimi, the Lefnai V'Lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Karka, Rabbi Say, like Tosfos says, that the Shemen was Munach V'Choisem Shel Kohen Gadol. It was sealed up, buried down low into the karka, and Yavon could not see it, and Yavon could not find it. There's a yud hane'elam, there's a hidden yud that Yavon does not have the ability to contaminate. does not have the ability to touch, is with not within the sight of Yafa. Rabbi Yisai Zokta Maharal, that's the Nes of Chanukah. Finding that Yud Anela, finding that tent that's going to now be Miskaber, and an untouched place that is in existence, that is not able to be touched and contaminated by Yavan, that is what's now going to give you the Koyach to reenact the Heichel and to be Matahar the Heichel through the Koyin, through the Chof Heimel. The Osios of Yehuda is an individual who has the ability to recognize and admit that he has that Yud. Yehuda is Osios Hoide. He admits, he's Moide, that he has a Yud. Hoide Yud. I am a Yud. I am a Yehudi. I recognize that I am not run by the physical world around us. I am not limited by the physical reality around us. I am not stopped when the heichal, the room achitzoy, is totally nitame. Because I have a lifnai v'lifnim. I have a koyach, like Jojo said last night, that we're all koyhanim. That we're 75. We have a yud with a tzeri, a yud anelam. A hidden yud. A deep yod, a shemen, a kankan, that's deep inside of us, that cannot be controlled by anything physical, that can never be nitma from the yavon, from the avoidus achitzay. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, take the word yavon. Yavon, entire existence, is as follows. Take the concept of yod. Svarim explained, the Zohar explains, is the Koyach HaSichli. I remember I was once writing a ksuba, and a Hasidah Shirov came over to me and saw, and my yuds were a little high. So he says to me, that's impressive. So what do you mean it's impressive? Now I'm all self-conscious of it. Anytime I write a ksuba, I always write down the yud, I write over the yuds, you'll see, I make like a mark to make it lower. He says, that means you have she'ifas. Means you want to go high. Afterwards, I found that that's what the Baal HaTanya says. The Yud is the Koyach, is the Ois that wants to connect in the Olam HaSichli, above and beyond the physical world, to the Olam of Shemayim, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Yud represents. Yavan takes the Yud.
What does he do?
Brings it down.
Brings everything down.
Say, spell Yavan. Okay? When I see this letter and this slope, I think about the pasuk that we've been quoting. Tivati b'yavein mitzula. I'm drowning in the mud that goes down underneath into the karka, into the dirt, into the ground, into the artzius, into the physicality. Rabbi Yisai, Yavon goes in the opposite direction. He takes a yud and he tries to move you away from this matzav of yud, from this heichal, from the yud hanelam, from that hidden yud, from that hidden koich, from that hoide yud. He doesn't want you to admit that there's a yud. He wants to hide it. He wants to bring it down to a vav, to a nun. He wants to hide that nun from you and not even bring it into existence. He's metam of the whole heichal. But he can't get into the kodesh hakadosh. He wants to take that koyin and be metam him. Moirav Raboisai, if you take the oisios and you reverse them, what do you have? Noye sukkah, Raboisai. Why is there such an inyan when it comes to Chanukah of Mahadrin, 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 Mahadrin? Because we're searching for the yud anelam. We're going back. We're taking the nun and back to the vav and going back up to the yud. We're being madlik from three tvachim up, Rabbi Yisai, but by the end of Chanukah, I will have a mechitza of sukkah that will be 10 tvachim. I'm doing push-ups over here. I'm going up from 3 above 10. I will bring and see that I have the koyach to get to that yud, and I will go up high. I will find that Yehuda inside of me, that Yehuda Maccabi, that Hoida Yud, that's always inside of you. It's always there. There's no way Yavin could do any mishakets. All the shmanim shebeichel. Yavin could try to destroy everything in existence, but he cannot get rid of that yud that's found in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that little kankan. That hoide yud, that yud anelam. That yud that's above the oisiris of the heichel. The yud that's hidden, that doesn't meet the eye, that Yavin can't see. The yud that Yavin's trying to ignore. The yud that we now make hasnail, the fun of b'mitzvahs, noi, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a hiddur, a yontif that's all about noi. A yontif that's all about mehadrin, mehadrin and a mehadrin. A yontif that I'll give up the shirt of my back in order to light the mehadrin. I've never seen a yontif that everyone's trying so hard to do mehadrin. Shailas all night. Can I light here? Can I light there? Can I light this? Can I light that? Let me ask you something. Were you so makbe when it came to buying an esrog? I didn't speak to you once before yontif. Were you so makbe when you put something on the sukkah that it should be beautiful? Tell you what, Rabbi said, we'll learn the sukkah and daf yudim and beis. Most of your noyi sukkah are probably pasul. They're all hanging more than four tefachim down. No one asks about that. Because this is the yontif of finding the yud of the noy, of the beautification. Of bringing out what it means to be a yid. Of bringing out that hidden yid that now I in Moida that I have. Mil Hashem Elai. That's the Yontif of Chanukah. Yontif of Chanukah is finding something that was always there and revealing it. Finding that hidden yid that's in the word Heichel and revealing it to only us, that only we can see, that Yavin can't see. To move in the direction of the yud. To go from nun to vav to yud. To find that yud of the heichel. To find that koyin inside of us that could be miskabel of the heichel. Moreover, Rabbi say, this is a different type of nes. This is what the Gemara is telling us. A nes shaloi nitam likasif. This is not a nes like any other nes in existence. This is not like Kriyas Yamsuf. This is not like the Asara Makos of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is not like the Nes of Purim. That was an unbelievable Yesh Me'ayin. A Nes that just came from the side and we never even saw it coming. Rabbi say, that's a Nes that's Nitan Likosev. That's a Gilui Einayim of a Dover that wasn't in existence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now created. That's one type of Nes. But then there's a Yontif of a Chanukah of a Nes of a koyach hane'elam that was revealed. There was something here that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into existence. That's not a yesh me'ayin completely. That wasn't something that such a gilui that didn't exist that now is going to be revealed and going to be written. It's a nes that's loy nitan likosev that was here. Just we brought it out. That's what the koyach of the koyhan, of the Giborim, of the Tzadikim, Rabbi Yisai. These guys were not ready for battle. They were not trained. They did not know how to drive tanks. They did not even know how to hold swords. And they found that koyach within them, that whatever exists right now, whatever obstacle is in my way, I will jump over it. You want to know why? Because hoide yud. Because I'm moide that I have a koyach of the lefnai v'lefnim inside of me. I have a hidden koyach of being a Jew that no one else knows, but I know because I'm Jewish. And that is not a nes of nitam likosev. That is a nes of something which existed that now came out because we found and we attached to that koyach. Yehuda Maccabee did not have a strategy. Yehuda Maccabee did not have the odds. Yehuda HaMakabi did not have the bets going for him. Yehuda HaMakabi did not have the artillery. Yehuda HaMakabi made no sense. Crazy. Yehuda HaMakabi had one thing. The koyach of the lefnai v'lefnim. The yud hanelam. Yehuda HaMakabi got his koyach from his name of Yehuda in this week's parsha. Anoichi a'arveno, I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know in what way. But I tell you right now, I feel this rav, I feel this doichak, I feel this tzara. I will guarantee it, HaKadosh Baruch. I will make it happen. In one way, shape, or form, I will jump over that wall that's 10 feet high. Zok the Avnimitz. Nothing can stop me. Because I'm Moideh, then I have a Yud. That I have this Yud inside of me, and that's what I'm going to focus on. Chalil am I going to go the Mahalach of Yavon. I'm going to beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to the Mahalach of Noi. Moreover, Rabbeisai, don't daven for Nisim. Don't daven for something Yesh Me'ayin for a Zohar to turn into an Akeva. That's not right. But Zok Deshari Tshuva, if the Nes is something that exists, if the nes is something that's part of the teva existing, but we're bringing it out, the nes is something that's hidden. The nes is all about what? The koyach hanelam. But it's existing. It already exists. The kodesh hakadoshim is there. It's part of me. Daven for that nes. Let me bring out koyches that I didn't know that I had. But because I'm a yid, now I can daven for. Because I go through the yontem of Chanukah, now I can recognize. Now they can sprout out of me because I'm a Yud, a Yehuda, a Hoide Yud. That's why you can daven for this Nes. Moreover, Rabbeisai, this is not Maisa Nisim that are Posel Akrova. You know why? Because the Shemen was there. The Shemen, there was some sort of Shemen. It wasn't an empty canister that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly filled up. It was what? It was a canister and a jar that had Shemen in it that now we realize had the capacity to defy all odds, to defy all natural barriers. Shemen that existed, but the maila is that they found the Pach Shemen Echad. They found the Yudanela. They found that unbelievable koyach. And that's the type of Maisen Yisim it was. It wasn't a nes of nitan likasi. It wasn't a nes of gilui niflois like we have in other situations that we write neviim and ksuvim and we write mesechtas about. It was a nes of an existing koyach deep down inside of us. It was a nes of the kodesh hakadoshim that was not part of the physical reality of the real world that we now brought out into fruition, into reality. It was a nes of recognizing what it means in this week's parsha to be a Yehudi. Yehudi is all about finding the Yud. Finding the ois that gravitates us, like that Rav told me, that brings us up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes us want to jump higher and higher to the Shamayim, that makes our whole existence defy all physical and natural odds. It's a nes of the koyach hanelam of the word heichal. So Rabbeisai, on this Chanukah, let's follow the mahalach of Yehuda that gave the koyach to Yehuda HaMakabi. That all came from what? The kodesh hakadosh. From the yud hanelam that what is not apparent. And let's not design our life based on what's physical, based on what's recognizable, based on what the natural barriers are, based on what society tells us our limitations are. It's not true. Rabbeisai, I just heard a maisa. There was a child who was in a shir, in a yeshiva, and he was chapnished. He's not getting anything. Kid was davening at every Shemoneh Esrei Mincha time. He was crying, saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I just want to know how to learn. I just want to chap a Gemara. I just want to be able to read. I just want to chap. I want. And he didn't get depressed. And he didn't sulk. And he continued and he continued. Went on for months and months and months. And the family was getting nervous. And they approached the therapist. And the therapist came to the yeshiva and spoke to the Rebbe and told the Rebbe, Igiyaz ma, you have to tell this kid, getnished. This is not his mahalach in life. It's not going to be, there are other ways that you can connect. Learning is not your thing.
It's not going to work. And the Rebbe was broken. The Rebbe didn't want to do this, but this is the guidance. This is what he was told. And ultimately, it didn't succeed, obviously, in this yeshiva. And a year later, this Rebbe's at a chasana. And he bumps into this boy. He doesn't even know where he is, where he's holding, what school he switched to, what. And he says to him, he starts talking to him. And he's talking about a Sugya in Kiddushin. There's a Tosis with Machlokes of the Ramban and Tosis. And there's a diuk like this, and the Rebbe is shocked out of his mind. This kid, his mom's talking to me and learning. He's pashut holding in the sugya. What in the world just happened? This was a few months ago. He switched to shivas. He davened even harder. And he found that Yud Hanela. He found that hidden koyach. He tapped into that reality. He would not accept any therapist or anyone telling him that it's not for him. And he tapped into it. He found the Kodesh HaKadoshim that this therapist could not see. He found the Koyach HaYehudi that this person couldn't see, that the Rebbe couldn't even see. And only one person could see it and feel it. It's you yourself. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you that Chanukah inside. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you that Yud Hanelam inside of you. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you that ability, and all you have to do is just tap into it. Don't have a strategy. Don't have a direction. Dive into that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let me reveal that Koyach Hanelam that I know exists. I just have to figure out a way to bring it out. Conviction. No strategy. Just to be a Yehuda. And then we'll have the Nes of Chanukah. And then the Shemen that already exists will light for generations. Merav Rabbeisai, I give you a bracha that all of you should have the Siyata Deshmaya to find the Yud HaNelam, to find the Yehudi inside of you, to find that Koyach inside of you. And Amir Tzah Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu should respond with only Shefa Bracha and only Hatzlacha and Siyata Deshmaya in all your endeavors. Amen.